KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies and it's 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to become mostly sunny today with a high around 70, winds southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In local news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Director swore in the newest member of the Parks Board Monday evening. Brian Rasmussen administered the oath of office to Shirley Jensen, who was unopposed in her bid for the seat that was vacated by Stuart Dusenberry, and she won the election on November 2nd. Jolene Smith was nominated by the board to serve as president, and Aaron McFadden was nominated to continue serving as vice chair. In other business, Brian Rasmussen confirmed the park restrooms in Atlantic had been closed and prepped for the season.
We did have some vandalism towards the end of the year that kind of expedited that process. We were tired of going in. The final straw was when Don and Steve had to go in and clean up a bunch of feces off the wall. That was the nail in the coffin when I said that's enough. We're closing down.
That incident happened at the Camblin Edition restroom at Sunnyside Park. Also related to the restrooms, Bryant said he would like to see the hand dryer fixed in the women's restroom at Camblin's and add some hand dryers to the city park shelter. That would alleviate the problem of those towels in those shelters being used to plug the toilets, and it would mean one less thing to clean up.
Working with some of the local electricians here in town to give us a bid on how much it would cost to fix the one at Sunnyside as well as add the ones in at City Park.
Bryant also said that he and Parks Board President Jolene Smith have begun interviewing applicants for the Assistant Parks and Rec Director position, including one person from Idaho who was interviewed Monday.
We had one last Friday. We had two more tonight. We have 13 in total that applied, and the last one will be next Monday will be our final interview that we'll have. What we've offered out there shows that we have definite candidates that are quality to fill that position.
Rasmussen said also he received a bid of $5,470 from Resort Contract Furnishings of Wyckoff, New Jersey for the purchase of 10 11-foot tall fiberglass market umbrellas and a 75-pound steel base with a wheel for each. The board approved moving forward with the purchase. Those umbrellas would take 12 weeks to ship and would likely be requested for delivery later this spring. Rasmussen said also the basketball hoop at Cedar Park was installed thanks to a donation from the Lions Club. All that's left is in the spring to line the court, and he added that the Atlantic Street Department is credited for putting down the concrete on the court. The Parks and Rec Department is preparing for the winter sports season now with cross-country skis, ice skates, and sleds all ready to go. If the weather cooperates, Bryant says they can get the ice skating rink up and running. The basketball court was sealed, so there shouldn't be any problem with the anywhere near the loss of water they experienced in recent years when that court is flooded and prepared for an ice skating rink. In other news, the Parks and Rec Department is preparing for a turkey hunt with wood cutout turkeys hidden in the city park.
Last year we call it quote-unquote turkey hunt, so we're going to do that again, but we're just going to hide 9 turkeys throughout all of our parks. Last year we talked about what parks had the turkeys and how many, just to try and promote that, and now we're going to be a little bit more mean and we're just going to tell you that there's 9 turkeys and you have to find them. But take a selfie with it. They will be in every park. You just have to try and find them. I'm just not going to tell you where they're at.
Persons participating in the turkey hunt have a chance of winning some grab bag prizes if they send their photos in on time with all 9 birds. Also, the Scarecrow Contest in downtown Atlantic, Brian said, raised about $200 for the Atlantic Food Pantry. And on the heels of the recently completed Tour de Parks bike ride in Atlantic, Rasmussen said someone donated a tandem bike to the Parks and Rec Department on Monday. The bike will be inspected to make sure it's ready to go for the spring. And as we previously mentioned, the Festival of Trees is a multi-day event sponsored by the Cascada Unit of the American Cancer Society. That takes place December 2nd through the 5th of this year and will again be held at the Catholic Parish Center, 105 West 5th Street in Atlantic. The Parks and Rec Department will have a tree in that festival. On another note, Rasmussen said the harvest market is coming up next Monday, November 22nd. The Parks and Rec Department, he said, will have squirrel feeders for sale. He said there are little picnic tables, and Jolene Smith added they're really cute. Elsewhere in the news, Red Oak police have arrested a woman on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for harassment in the third degree. 65-year-old Marsha Elaine Lehman of Griswold was taken into custody in the Red Oak Legion Park at around 4:30 p.m. Monday. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. The Clarinda Police Department is asking for your help in locating Cynthia Karen Miles. She was last observed in Clarinda the evening of November 11th, just before 10 p.m. Cynthia is 64 years old, 5 feet 9 inches tall, and weighs 170 pounds. She has blue eyes with shoulder-length gray hair. There is a picture of this woman in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, she does not have a vehicle. She walked away from a local shelter. If you happen to see her or know where she is, please call the 24-hour dispatch center in Page County at 712-542-1419. It's more news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.